Turn in your Bibles to, where are we turning to? The book of John 20, I believe, 21, chapter 20, verse 21, the book of John. We've spent this whole month talking about the harvest fields and how Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he went around preaching and teaching. And when he saw the crowds, that they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, he had compassion on them. His heart hurt for them. His heart was broken for them. And he had compassion on that broken world, just like he has compassion on this broken world. And so we find God's grace story. We talked about John 3:16, very familiar verse. And in it we find God's grace story. And through that, we have found our own faith story. Let's stand as we dig into the Word today. Let's read. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." And on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." Jesus, thank you for being willing to go to the cross and to the grave. But thank you even more for coming out of that grave and bringing life to all those who would believe. Speak, Holy Spirit, through your word today, even through this servant. And thank you for being faithful to us. In all of our shortcomings, Lord God, yet will you be faithful. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated. God's grace story, like we said, it's found in this simple verse that we hear and see so much. For God so loved the world, there's the compassion. What love he has for this world, that he gave his one and only Son so much compassion. How many people would be willing to... If anybody doesn't have a sermon notes, just raise your hand if you don't have one. We may need a few more, Jerry. We might need a few more folks with... So if you don't have some, just raise your hand, and I want everybody to be able to have one. He gave his one, his only Son. Just raise your hand if you need some. Mark, just come across the front, I guess. So much compassion. I don't know who would give the life of their child for someone else. I don't know that any of us would say, you know what? You go give your life for that person. So much love. The Father's willingness to sacrifice his Son. Not only the Father's willingness to send his Son, the Son's willingness to go. So much love and compassion that whosoever believes in him, remember our name tag? Hi, my name is Whosoever Believes. I'm a whosoever. You're a whosoever. Wouldn't you like to be a whosoever too? Only old people laughed at that. Sorry. Dr. Pepper commercial from way back. Whosoever believes, undeserved by all of us. Whosoever, no matter your past, no matter what your life may have looked like before or it looks like now, whosoever believes in him, what? Shall not perish. We saw grace in the whosoever, mercy, not getting what we do deserve. The good news is that there is a death. The good news is that he has died to take the punishment for that death, to take that death upon himself so that we don't have to. Mercy. Our sin problem, our eternal death, replaced by God's sin solution. And that's Jesus, right? They'll not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. Relationship with him, abiding with him, enjoy together with God forever. For us, but not just for you and me, not just for our family here, for everybody. He died for this whole world. That's God's grace story, all wrapped up in one. But do you ever get the idea that the world really doesn't believe God's grace story anymore? You get the sense that it's a nice story. It's a picture that says God loves us. But as far as the specifics are concerned, kind of old-fashioned. I think a lot of people feel like we've kind of gotten past that. We're smarter than that now to be basing our lives on legends, stories written 2,000 years ago. Of course, until we bump up, as I say, we bump up against eternity, and we start thinking about, oh, now what? Then we start thinking about what's next after this life, right? Maybe, when we start believing the gospel enough to tell them, they'll start listening enough to believe the gospel. When we start believing it enough that we look at somebody we care about or a neighbor or a coworker or a store worker and say, I fear for their soul. I'm concerned that there is a perishing that John 3:16 talks about. And I'm afraid for this person's soul. Maybe when we start believing that enough to plead to God for them, Lord, speak to this person. Draw them with your love and grace. Maybe when we believe it enough to actually start pleading with them, say, have you thought about your Creator, the God who created you? He's calling all of us to follow him. Have you thought about that? When we believe enough to tell, maybe they'll start believing enough to listen. If we don't believe it enough to tell them about it, why on earth would they believe it at all? Why would they believe something that a whole huge group of people knows how to have eternal life in heaven with God, but they're not telling anybody? Yeah, that is a wow, isn't it? It just, maybe they'll start believing it when we start believing it enough to tell them. See, the beautiful thing is, your faith story tells other people about God's grace story. Okay? Your faith story is just God's grace story experienced. It's just your experience of coming to that place of saying, I'm lost. I'm one of those harassed and helpless with a sheep without a shepherd until I realized I needed God. I needed God. And when I figured that out, that Jesus died for me, I became a whosoever and I believed in him, and now I have eternal life with him. That's your story. Your faith story is a simple thing of before, when, and since. Is that the next one? Yeah. I don't know how to talk to people about God. Yours is a three-word story. What was my life like before Christ? When I put my faith in Jesus, what was that? What happened? And since then, this is what God has done in my life. Three-word story. That's your faith story. Just to put a picture to this, I'll give you mine. Go to the next one. My life before I trusted, because we just did this exercise. I think I had a training. Yeah. My life before Christ, one word, sometimes I use two, struggle. It was just struggle. I couldn't figure out how to make life work. High school, people say, oh, wouldn't you love to go back and do high school over again? I'm like, no. No, I don't want to do that. It was not good. And it wasn't much better afterwards. Now, Terry improved things a lot. But you know what really improved things? When Terry introduced me to Jesus. That was when everything changed. My struggle, my confusion from the consequences of my sin, me trying to figure out how to make life work my way, the way I thought was work and never did. When I met Christ, I realized, just in a sentence, I knew me. I knew the things that I had done. I knew the things that nobody else knew. And God knew, too. And you know what? He loved me anyway. When I met Christ, I understood that I was loved no matter how miserable I was. God so loved me that he gave his only son for me. Grace. I didn't deserve it, but he gave it to me anyway. And since I've trusted in Christ, I use two words, never alone. I realized in that moment that I didn't have to do and figure out this life by myself anymore. I didn't have to. I had my Father God through his Spirit and his Son to walk with me. And I stopped struggling and I started seeking. And you know what I did? You know what happens when you seek? You find. You know what happens when you start knocking on the door saying, Lord, what should I do? God says, well, here's the door. Don't go through that one. Go through this one. You know? God taught me. God encouraged me. God helped me. My life for him has completely changed. Three words. Well, four for me. Confused, loved, never alone. I want you to take a minute. I'm just going to let some time to be silent. And I would like you to write down your three faith story words. I don't want you to stress about it being just the right word. Write down several of them if you want. But take a few minutes and say, think, what was my life like before Jesus? When I received Jesus, what word would describe that? What word would describe since I met Jesus and trusted in him?